Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
Hello, my friend. Can you believe it's the end of July? Wow. It has been a whirlwind. And I'm someone who likes to stop and like appreciate the moments and appreciate what's going on and, you know, all the things. And yet time still slips by sometimes when you're not paying attention. I am Heather, by the way, as time slips by. This is Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network. And today, interestingly, as I'm talking about time passing by, we are talking about hustle, 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 hustle. So I'm also a visual artist. I have an art studio that I rent from a lovely art collective. Being in a space with a whole bunch of artists has such a nice energy to work in, I have to say, because, you know, maybe you don't know that I spent, you know, 15 odd plus years as a CPA, corporate finance, and being in a building of corporate people feels very different than being in a space full of artists. And interestingly, like that energy of hustle lives, its birthplace is corporate. I feel like it was born of the corporate must get stuff done, must go, 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 hurry, hurry, hurry. And it still sneaks into the creative, more relaxed, maybe I would call them bohemians, although, you know, they're not really. Some of them are lawyers, some of them are full-time artists, some of them are like me, you know, have other jobs that they do, and they just want to have a space to do their art and to paint or whatever they do. But there was one gentleman who, for a long time, he had this sign hanging in his little studio space, because it's all like Les Nessman. Who remembers WKRP in Cincinnati? Les Nessman had his, if you don't remember, just Google it. Les Nessman had his office. He wanted an office with doors. He thought he was important. And, you know, he was the news guy. He had it taped off on the floor with masking tape where his office walls were. So at the studio that I rent, a lot of the spaces are just taped off on the floor. That's your space. Fill it how you will. And so I could see this gentleman's art studio when I walked by, and it had a sign on the wall that said hustle. And I always walked by it and went, no, screw you, I'm not hustling. And he was trying to make it as he was more of an installation type guy, installation artist. He made things out of plexiglass and things. And I guess to get into galleries and things, maybe he felt like he needed to hustle, hustle, hustle. And I would rather not, because this is what happens. This is what happens. People take on this hustle. So hustle is not a personality type. People take on this hustle as a persona, right? As a, I'm going to be the best hustler there is. And hustle culture loves to call people, women, whoever, inspiring. You know, they're so inspiring. Look at them hustle. When really, that person probably doesn't feel great. And they're probably not feeling all that supported on what they're doing. And burnout is not proof that you cared enough. It's just proof that you overhustled. It's proof that you ignored yourself for a little bit too long. That might hurt a little bit. Because I have a client right now who's really just starting to realize how much burnout has taken a toll on her. And I would never want to hurt her. So if you're listening, my friend, this isn't to cause you pain, but proof, burnout is just proof that you ignored your signals and put something else ahead of you for too long. And that's what hustle culture does. And you probably know it to be true. If you've had burnout, I've had it. It seems to be almost like a rite of passage for some people. You have to live through it and hopefully come out the other side. But if the only version of success available to you in the way you define success requires you to abandon, your physical health, your joy, the truth of who you are, then it's not really success, right? How can that, how, would you define what hap, would you define burnout as a success? I don't think that you would. So if you are seeing the burnout train headed for the wall, or if you're feeling like you're starting, if you can hear something in here that you might sound a little familiar, you don't have to keep going that way. And sometimes when people are tired and they decide they need to rest, they feel like they're being lazy. Let's erase that thought if we can, right? So you might just be tired because you've been hustling and ignoring, and you've been doing something that's really not to your benefit. And by the way, because I kind of was talking about it at the beginning, hustle is not who you are. It is a pattern that you have learned. I learned it. Oh man, I was good at it. Ooh, baby, was I good at it. And it helped me succeed, definitely helped me succeed. I mean, I was getting promoted every couple of years. Look at her hustle. Let's move her up to another level. Inside, I was like, oh God, please, not another promotion. I don't want any more because I didn't know that I could hustle any harder than I already was. But it did help me succeed on that scale of corporate ladder climbing success, if you define it that way. It didn't help me succeed in what I would define as personal wellness, self-care, being in a happy, joyful place. I mean, I've always been on kind of positive side. I've always been a bit of a positive person. Even in the darkest dark, I can see the glimmer of light person, which drives some people crazy. I get it. It's okay. I'm not going to turn my light down for you. So it did help me survive and succeed and prove myself in that corporate world, but in the other side, not so much. And when you start deciding that you want to change your definition of success, that identity that you've taken on starts to kind of not work so well, right? Feels like you kind of grew out of that outfit. I wrote an article on Substack yesterday about outgrowing personalities, outgrowing stories or identities that we've taken on. So after this episode, don't leave right now. After this episode, keep listening right to the end. Go and read the article on Substack. But hustle is this, it's very addictive. I completely understand. Completely understand. Man, I loved like just getting in there and working and working and working and proving how smart I was. Why I had to prove it to people around me, I don't know. I already knew I was smart. But we start treating exhaustion like this line on our resume of like, look how much I can do. I can outperform everybody. Or when people say how how are you? I'm really busy. Or you can start as an identity. You start saying, I'm just someone who's always busy. I'm just always busy. I'm just very driven. Who describes himself as very driven? You can be very driven and not be a hustler and not have to hustle all the time. I consider myself very driven. My driven is I'm going in this direction. Yes, I take the occasional detour. If you've listened long enough, you know that my brain has a really good way of detouring me. But at the same time, I still know I'm going in that direction. And I see driven as consistency in movement, not in speed or intensity. And sometimes you might say to yourself, I'm just the kind of person who gets things done. Doesn't that sound positive? And then you collapse at the end of the day. So if you can't rest, if you find it really hard to rest, then that's a little bit of a warning sign. It's not a quirk that you can't rest. It's not a quirk that you're just the person who gets things done. It's kind of a sign for you. And you have to sell, I mean, if this conversation and any of the conversations that I have with you, if any of them make you cranky, make you want to smack me, it's not me. I'm just a messenger. There could be something trying to get your attention. So don't turn it off. Just kind of sit with it, right? Just kind of sit with it. So I am definitely not here to demonize ambition because ambition, I love ambition. I am very ambitious. I've run yoga studios. I had my own yoga studio, you know. I was a corporate finance executive. I have my own coaching business. I make my own websites. I have my own art studio. I have an art website. Like, I do a lot. I write books. I do podcasts. You know, I've renovated houses. I have all these books half written around me that aren't will eventually make it out to the market. So I have a lot of ambition. So we're not here to shrink ambition. We are not here to abandon our purpose in life. You know, unless, you know, going up to the mountain and being a hermit for a little while serves your ambition. I mean, I might be down with that for a short period of time, but then I'd get bored and I'd have to come back down. There's a difference between being ambitious and being addicted to proving yourself. So remember how I, you know, I loved doing all that stuff because it showed how smart I was. And I loved the external validation of, oh, you're so smart. Yes, I am. No, I wouldn't say that. But in my head, I'm going, yes, I'm smart. I'm smart. Well, you don't need the external validation, my friend. You are lovable. You are smart. You are fabulous. You're amazing. There it is. It's all yours. So being addicted to proving it to other people is where we start to run into a bit of trouble, right? There's a difference between having a purpose, ambition. Like I said, I have tons of ambition. And then that pressure of performing. So that difference between I have a purpose. So my, I have my own deadlines that can cause me sometimes to give myself a hard time about not meeting deadlines. And then I think, well, you're the boss. Talk to the boss about the deadline and maybe we can change it. You're right, I should talk to the boss. You know, I have this conversation. So the pressure that is created on us by being in that hustle place causes a lot of problems for us, causes us to feel that tension all the time, causes your life to shrink because a full life has room for you. Has room for everything, has room for your ambition, has room for rest, has room for joy, has room for freedom, has room for fun, right? It has room for everything. Hustle shrinks your world to the point where everything is just engulfed by whatever this the hustle is for. Jobs, even entrepreneurs, like I've been an entrepreneur now for what? Over 20 years, a little over 20 years. And when you first become an entrepreneur, or if you're new to it, or not even new to it, because I know some old entrepreneurs, that hustle engulfs you because you are so invested and almost more invested, more pressure than if you have a job. If you have a job, you know, money is going to be coming in on a regular basis. If you're an entrepreneur, it's up to you. And that pressure feels intense and you can become constant hustle. I loved, there's a coach I knew who calls it the unpaid intern. You become the unpaid intern of your business, where everything for your business goes into everything. You pour your entire self, your person, your energy, your money, your resources, everything gets piled into the business, and you forget to pay yourself monetary or energy or rest, like, or just reward yourself for having a business, right? For being so brave. It does take a lot of bravery to be an entrepreneur. It's all good. So, hustle can show up if you have a job or if you have a business. Even if you don't have either, hustle can show up anywhere because it's become part of our culture. It's become very normalized. It's the rise and grind instead of the rise and shine. I'm trying to find a way to reach you to have you understand that in the long term, you're going to look back and you're going to say, why did I do that to myself? Right? You're going to say, why? What did that serve? Because I know that because I do that now. I don't regret entirely. I don't have regrets. I take them as lessons. But if you can get some of the inkling of the lesson before you crash into the wall, you'll be so much better off. We're going to come back to talking about why it feels normal to hustle, and I'm going to see if I can convince you that it wasn't always here. While we're on our first break, I'm going to ask you a super special favor to pop over and give us a 5-star review on wherever you're listening. Also, share it with someone who you think, oh yeah, this person needs to hear this. Give us a like, give us a subscribe, give us all the love. I am Heather. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. This is Illuminate Your Worth, and I will be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Hooray! Welcome back. Thank you for coming back. You know, when you sit in your office and you talk to, well, I do have Dana here in the background. I just appreciate that you come and listen to me on a weekly basis. And if you're new here, welcome. Go back and listen to some of those other ones, right? There's some gold back there. I am Heather. We are still on the Inspired Choices Network, and we are talking about hustle culture and how we have this tendency to take on hustle like it's our identity. And it has become completely normal, right? I have a coach that I follow from Australia who was talking about how fish, it's like, I can't remember exactly how it goes, but it's something like, if you ask a fish how the water is, they're gonna look at you like you're crazy because they don't even realize they're swimming in the water. They're like, what are you talking about? So for many of us, it might feel like, but what are you talking about? Hustle culture? Because you can't even separate it from life, right? And it looks like being respectable. Or it can look like being respectable. It can look like you're being responsible. And it can look like you're the person who absolutely anybody can count on. Like, give it to Susan. Give it to Susan. She can do it. I mean, when I was in corporate, they would always joke around, you give it when you had something you absolutely needed done, you gave it to the busy person because you knew that it would get done. And that busy person, sadly, was the overachiever and the hustler. And that didn't mean that they had the capacity to take it on, but you knew that they would kill themselves to do it, right? And for many, like for a lot of people right now, you're taking care of maybe parents, maybe children, maybe running a business, maybe having a job, looking after the birthdays, making sure all the appointments are met. There's a lot to life, right? And when you say you're fine and you're not, then that's a signal that something's not quite right, right? So you might not think that you are a hustler, but if you're getting up at 5 a.m. to go to the gym before you go to work to make sure everybody gets their lunch, to, go to network after work, like driving yourself to exhaustion is a form of hustle. And if you, and I did a Substack note on this recently, I'll just do it myself. I'm so one of those people. I'll just do it myself. That's not helpful. Because the I'll just do it myself becomes like a mountain of things waiting for you to do them, and that pressure of you waiting to do them. Also, if you have staff, this is something that I learned. I don't even know how I absorbed this knowledge, if it was through observation or things that I learned along the way, but taking the time to teach your staff how to be independent, how to do things that you need them to do, might seem like it takes a lot of time, but the payoff is so huge because you create someone. I always hired people who are smarter than I was, or I tried to. I hired smart people who may not have known how to do what I needed them to do, but they could get it. And I knew that if I needed to depend on them, that they had that skill set and the confidence to step up and do what they needed to do. So training someone to do something, it's like feed a man to fish, or no, teach a man to fish. Teach them. It's a way bigger payoff. So don't just do it yourself. Even if you have kids, teach your kids. I was doing laundry at like the age of 12. Teach your kids to do the laundry. They can handle it. Maybe you think you don't want to let people down, so you let yourself down instead. Maybe you think you can rest after something is done, but guess what? Something is never done. It's like, I'll do that tomorrow, and tomorrow never comes. Also, it can show up as if you don't think you're a hustler, I'm just trying to show you where it might be hiding. I'm lucky to have this life, so I shouldn't complain. Go back and read my Substack article on gratitude. Gratitude is meant to expand, not shrink, right? So if it's shutting you down, then it's not real gratitude. If you say to yourself, oh, it's not that bad. It's not that bad compared to what? Right? It's not that bad compared to being in a labor camp. Like, come on, let's be serious. And there are going to be busy seasons. Don't get me wrong. I get it. Like when I'm working on a project that has a deadline that I didn't set myself, there are little intense moments. It's like, so there's a coach that I know who describes being in business like surfing. He loves surfing. Sometimes you're sitting waiting for the wave. So it's pretty relaxing. When the wave's coming, you got to paddle really hard to catch the wave, right? So it's like this yin and yang. There's times where it's less, there's times when it's more, but it shouldn't always be paddle hard, paddle hard, paddle hard, because you're gonna just paddle through the wave and not catch it, right? So I think hustle culture survives as well as it does and keeps going because you get rewarded for it, right? I mean, I said myself that I really liked getting the recognition, getting the promotions, getting more financial rewards for being a hustler. Until I hit a point where I realized that I didn't want to trade more of my life for financial reward. And the accolades that come, you know, I would never turn them down, but they weren't providing really what I needed. Yeah, it's great. It was great to, you know, get a promotion. Good for you. Congratulations. Here's another mountain of work. It's so short. It's that feeling is so short. It's better to find at the feeling and stay in it than to have these little nuggets, you know, little breadcrumbs along the way. Here, it's like that carrot dangling in front of the donkey to make him walk. So hustle culture keeps surviving because we've become addicted. We see this praise. We like it. I like it. People compliment you on being so strong. I like it. They admire your discipline. Yeah, I'm super disciplined. And your reliability. Yes, I'm the person you can depend on. I'm the woman in the cape, right? And what can happen is you start to associate your value with how tired you are. Because they kind of come together when you're hustling, right? This is where the harm starts to happen. And the harm is happening because we're ignoring our bodies going, hey, I could use a little break. I could use some rest. I could use some yoga. I could use a walk in the woods. I could use a sleep. You know, it doesn't have to be mega. And so sometimes hustle can be seen as protection. And this is another way it can stay around, right? So it's not always the vanity. It's not always the ego. It's not always, you know, chasing the carrot. But maybe it can become something because you had to become responsible a little earlier in life, right? So you've learned, you just went, okay, someone's got to take care of this. And you stepped in to take care of it. And that became your regular way of doing things. It could be that achieving something was how you got attention that you needed when you were younger. When we're young, we don't know that we're building a personality. We just think we're living, right? I really like getting this achievement. I like when people pay attention to me, so I'm going to go do this. Sometimes when you're young, it just feels safer than needing something from someone else. Feel safer to do it yourself. And that's not, and safe can be defined however you define it. Yeah. Like, I feel like sometimes we're the trauma-informed culture right now is making everything informed by how terrible your childhood was. It's like, okay, so everybody had experiences when they were children. Yes, some of them were awful. But that, if you're an adult now, you get to define whether that stays with you as a burden or whether that helps you understand people from another perspective or understand how your parents, like what they were struggling with. Can you look back at them as an adult and see how they were as young adults? I know I'm going a little off topic here, but sometimes I feel like the trauma-informed is missing some of the bigger picture of staying too focused, too laser-focused on the traumas. Big T's, little T's. So sometimes this hustle that comes is because people sometimes don't like to slow down because you might notice something that you didn't want to really pay any attention to. I had this friend for... this was like 25 years ago. I had a friend who I asked him once why he kept going from girlfriend to girlfriend. Because every time we went out, he had a different girlfriend. And he said he didn't like to spend time alone with himself. What? Like, what? I couldn't understand. I didn't really understand at the time. And now I understand, like, some people, they might have feelings that they haven't processed. They might just have a whole life, the inside of their head, they haven't gotten to know, and it could be a scary place. So if you slow down, start to rest, have quiet time, the you inside of you is going to start to talk to you. And that can be scary for some people. This is why, so I'm also a meditation teacher. And I remember for like 20 years, I've been a meditation teacher. And when I was first learning meditation, one of the things we talked about was for some people, meditating alone is just too big of a challenge. So you meditate with a teacher or in a group so that there is support for you if things come up for you so that you don't feel like you're alone. That's another little side note for you. Oh my gosh, it's already time for another break. This is why I write on Substack. You can't limit how many words that I pour onto a page. We are going to go on another break. If you didn't give us a review or share or like or have time, I'd love that right now. Or just head over to Substack and subscribe to my articles. I post an article every week on what I'm thinking about. This is Heather. This is Eliminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network, and we will be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Thanks for coming back, my friend. We're trucking along on this hustle. We're hustling through this hustle episode. So we're talking about how hustle has become normalized in culture, where you might not even realize that it is addictive. Oh my gosh, it's so addictive that you're addicted to hustling, that you're driving yourself into the ground. And it could come from an ego base. And by the way, I should do an episode on it at some point. Your ego's not evil. Your ego actually serves a purpose. It's just when we let it run the show that it can sometimes cause a problem. So your hustle could be ego-based, but it also could be a protection-based, you know, where it's the armor that you need to stay ahead of criticism or, you know, making sure that people don't criticize or think less of you or get rid of you or kick you out off the island or say you didn't try hard enough. Like all of these things we might not enjoy, but we sacrifice ourselves in other ways to avoid that discomfort. And so the version of you that you are right now didn't come out of nowhere, right? If you are someone who's like the overwhelmed overachiever, I'm a recovering overwhelmed overachiever. It's like I need a 12-step program or something. Or if you overfunction or you're a hustler, like they didn't come out of nowhere. You didn't start that way, right? You're doing it because somewhere along the way, it worked. It got the approval you needed. It got you the safety you needed. It got you through whatever was going on. Maybe it gave you a sense of control over the world in a place where you felt like a little like the floor wasn't quite stable. So we're not giving ourselves a hard time about it. And we can also start to shift out of it. If you give yourself a hard time about something, that shaming that you give yourself just makes you shut down more, close off from that change more. It's better to see it and say, I see you, I still love you, right? You were trying to do what you needed to do. So let's be okay with that, be okay with the future, the past you and what she was learning, and then see what the future you wants. So hustle costs more than your time. Because it costs your presence in, I mean, I said at the beginning, holy cow, we're at the end of July. When you're hustling, you don't even notice the time is going by. You wake up and suddenly you're 60. What the hell? How did I get here? I thought I was still 20. That's right. It costs you your health. And I'm witnessing right now the firsthand effects of that for some of the clientele that I have. And instead of beating yourself up, give yourself love. Don't beat yourself up. Like, stop right there. It's not useful. Just recognize that it's cost you some health and then decide something different. Hustling costs you clarity because you're going too fast to even be able to get a sense of what it is that's important. It can cost you relationships. Because you're never around, because you're always working, because the hustle forward is more important than the engagement, right? And I mean, it costs you creativity. There's a book, Do Less, Be More, I think it's called, or Be More, Do Less, some combination of that. And there's something in there about the way the brain works. So our brains are so smart. Even if you don't feel smart, your brain is very smart. It is so creative. It can, way better than AI, it can connect diverse thoughts that are completely unrelated and make something new. We have imagination. So using your imagination requires you to be in a quiet space. The way the brain works is if you're working on a task, which is hustle, task, 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 you're using that task part of your brain. Which is your left brain, the logical side. I mean, I think they're changing how they do this, but who cares? I'll just use this as an example. Your left brain, task oriented, do, 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 do. Your right brain is the one who's the daydreamer and can say, hey, did you know that that and that look a lot alike? And that if you combine those together, this could happen. But if you are always focused on your task, this creative part of your brain doesn't get to come to the party. So it does cost you creativity. And hustle also costs you joy, right? I don't know anybody who hustles as a personality, as like their regular way of being, who really feels joyful. And they like you might even give yourself a hard time for being a hustler. Don't. It served a purpose. The idea is that now that you're aware of it, you can start to shift. So, if you have desire, hustle mutes that, right? Your intuition gets muted, your creativity gets muted, your sense of play gets muted. And it could be, what can happen a lot, which is where burnout comes in, is that your physical house you live in, your body, will start to do things to get your attention. Because it'll give you little clues, and if you're not paying attention to them, it'll slam you to the mat like a WWF wrestler, right? So, kaboom, down, you're down, and it takes a long time to get up if you've been slammed like a wrestler onto the mat, let me tell you. So, if you're feeling resentful for no particular reason, if you're feeling Like your life looks great on paper or social media, but you're not feeling the joy if you're t if you can't get enough rest, if you're scrolling constantly to kind of just like turn your brain off, then let's talk about how to get it out, right? Because you're not lazy for resting. You're not weak. You are not being ungrateful for being you, for speaking for you. You're not this, throw the phone into the ocean and move. You don't have to go do the eat, pray, love thing, right? But you can recognize that you need to stop living like this. And you're sometimes I think that hustle will get mixed up with your self-worth, right? How much did I get done? How many people did I help? How productive was I? How much did I earn? How much did I accomplish? So those things aren't your self-worth. Those things aren't your self-worth. So if you feel guilty for taking a day off, go read my article on you don't need to suffer to rest. I mean, there's so many layers to this. Instead of hustling, because we're not negotiating anymore. You don't have to fix one more thing and then relax. We're not negotiating anymore. We are saying, that's enough. I have ambition. I have a bright light and I want to pursue those. And I also am going to have a full, healthy, happy, joyful life. Full stop. You don't have to make an excuse for it because I feel blah, like you do. Just do it, declare it. So, harmful hustle. We're going to talk about hustle and ambition. Harmful hustle is driven by probably a fear, where if you get this aligned ambition, so I feel like I have aligned ambition. I've self-declared I have aligned ambition. It is guided by a truth that I feel in my life. The truth I feel in my life is I am meant to do this. I am loving what I'm doing. I feel invigorated and happy. And even if just one person says, oh, Heather, that was great. I'm like, yeah, okay, good. Now go and find your joy. This is what I want. So, and harmful hustle will be the, I'm falling behind. I need to get this done. I need to get this done. Where aligned ambition, this matters to me, and I want to give it my energy in a sustainable way. So you won't know this. I take entire days where I don't do anything. And I'm a solopreneur. What? You don't do anything for an entire day? The other day I went down to my art studio. I turned on some music and I stayed there all day, just kind of messing around with some paints. I think if you want to look, I think my Instagram is called Art by Heather or Heather Likes Painting. I think that's my Instagram. I have too many identities. I've got to like mesh them together. So ambition is, I know those days are the best, Dana. Ambition is good. I like ambition is that I have purpose. I have a reason for being. It's not, did you get enough done? Prove to me that you've got enough done. Ambition just wants integrity. Ambition, aligned ambition wants you to say, are you still moving towards the thing that lights you up? Not how can you get more done, right? So when you're looking at what you're working on, if you're like, oh, I am hustling, shit, shit, I'm hustling, look at what it is that you're hustling on, right? Maybe it's not a harmful hustle. Maybe you're not doing something harmful to yourself. It's always good to check in. But maybe it's just like you have this ambition towards something that lights you up. And that doesn't mean that it's a true 100% of the time. Ooh, look at that. It's fireworks. I don't know how I just made fireworks appear on my screen, but I'll take it. Apparently, that was a really important thing that I just said. Write that down. I don't even remember what I said. So there comes a moment when if you feel like you have been the burn yourself out, drive off the cliff hustler, that that's going to start to not fit properly. You don't have to always be the strong one or the capable one or the good girl or the fixer or the helper or the person who can handle everything. And when that starts to shift, it can be really feeling really weird. It can feel very uncomfortable because the thing that used to make you feel like life was normal and safe and you knew how everything was going to work will start to feel a little bit like you're in a cage, a little bit like, you know, I can't move around the way I want to. But it's also a bit scary to leave the cage, isn't it? Because you start, if I'm not constantly achieving or doing, then who am I? Or if I stop becoming so available for everything and doing everything, then what am I going to do with myself? What if I disappoint someone? Who am I if I want something different than I have right now? You don't have to answer all the questions, by the way. Sometimes, and this was something I was writing about recently. It might have been yesterday. It's like we want to have all our questions answered. Question, answer, question, answer. And life doesn't really come that way, right? I don't know that we ever get all the answers. So, and this is the space that I care the most about. This is my ambition. This is my aligned ambition. This isn't the fantasy reinvention where, you know, you eat, pray, love. And I mean, she did it. I mean, I've done my own versions of it where I burn everything down and take off into the sunset. But it doesn't mean that I woke up magically on Tuesday and was completely transformed. It's still taken me 20 years to get to this point. And I know there's more. And for me, that's exciting. If you're someone who likes to know where the end is the end. Until then, there is no end. But it doesn't mean that it has to be hard. If it feels like, oh, is this what I have to live with for the rest of my life? Then you may not be in your aligned place in your life, right? Yes, you still have to do the laundry. Yes, you still have to care for people. Yes, you still have to answer the emails and pay the bills. It's not like we live in some fantasy unicorn place with servants and we just eat bonbons and swan about looking fabulous. I used to watch soap operas when I was in university. It's like, don't these people ever work? Why do they always look like they just came out of the salon? And why are they all being so dramatic? This is my view of the soap operas, the young and the restless. But you got to come, your real life still happens. There's a line, and I can't even remember where it comes from. Before enlightenment, you chop wood and carry water. After enlightenment, shoot, yes. After enlightenment, you chop wood and you carry water. You just happen to be enlightened. Dana's back here going, Heather, time for a break. Okay, we're going on our last break because apparently I got on a roll. You do you. Take care of yourself and then come back after this break.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
So welcome back. This is what happens when I have caffeine before the show. So I don't drink coffee, not for any moral reasons. I just don't like the flavor of coffee. But every now and then I will have something with caffeine and now I know why people drink it. Caffeine makes me crazy. And I didn't need the extra added juice, but it's fun. So Hustle, hustle, hustle. Oh my goodness. Really, you know what I want? This is my daydream of life. This is my ambition for life. My ambition for life is that everyone finds what lights them up, what makes their heart smile, what brings them joy and purpose and alignment, and that they can step into that and feel fulfilled. If they're tired, they're not pushing through, they're resting. If they're resentful, they're not forcing themselves to be grateful, they're checking to see what's causing me to be out of alignment here. If they're uncertain about something, they're pausing to ask themselves, what is needed here? What do I need right now? If you're feeling grief, don't stay busy. Be sad. Take a moment to be sad. I was writing my article yesterday, and I've told this story multiple times about my first long-term partner. And I wrote the article and I started to cry on that section. Ooh, getting a little verklempt. And I thought, why am I crying? This is like 30 years ago, still some unprocessed grief. So I paused, had a little cry, told myself I was awesome and courageous, asked myself what I needed, went and had a glass of water. So these things still live inside of us, even after we think we've processed. Maybe there's still little crumbs, remnants. We got to sweep up the cobwebs. So you don't have to be practical all the time. You don't have to keep trying harder. Maybe instead of asking, how can I do more, you just ask, what's needed right now? And you can ask of yourself what's needed right now. You don't have to say to your boss or to the bank manager or whoever, to your spouse, what's needed right now. Ask yourself. If it is rest, okay, then go rest. If it's a little cry, go have a little cry. I tell you, it's very cleansing. So if you find in here somewhere that you have found an emotion that's not joy, have a little conversation with yourself. Check in and see what about that made me react that way. How do you define success? How are you defining your success right now? And am I poking a stick in it? Am I poking? Remember when Facebook used to have pokes? Poke, poke, poke. It's like you couldn't win because the person would just poke you back. So you can't win poking. How does your life feel from the inside? I don't care what it looks like on the outside. How does it feel to be you? Can you sit and look and like talk to your inner self and say, am I tired? Am I peaceful? Am I feeling creative? Do my relationships support me? Can I hear myself think? Right? So the real shift here isn't really about doing less. So hustle, the abandoning the hustle isn't about doing less necessarily, because I'm all about ambition. It's remembering that you're not worth more by doing more and exhausting yourself. You are not more lovable when you are useful. You are not more valuable when you are overextended. You were born with your full worth intact. It doesn't get taken away from you. You are not more deserving when you have suffered more. I mean, martyrs make a great story, but then they die, right? You do not have to become a machine constantly driving yourself to earn your belonging, and you don't have to be endlessly available to be a good person, right? You don't have to prove that you are trying harder than everybody else or hard enough to be allowed. You don't have to try hard enough to be allowed to want something better. I have more thoughts, but I'm running out of time. I'll have to put it into a Substack article. My friend, you are already worthy 100%. Find your alignment. Go to my website.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.